We are live. The backlog, episode 50. Char.
Yeah.
We're golden now.
We are golden. We made it, guys.
Golden. Finally. 50 episodes. It's wild.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
A lot. Yeah. It doesn't even seem like we've done that much, which when you think about it.
No.
It's a trip.
We really haven't. I feel like we haven't done anything. I guess we have.
So we're here, me and Char, and a very, very special guest, Miss 5000 Watts. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for inviting me. I haven't done a podcast outside of like our podcast that we have in quite a long time. So it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I thought it'd be great to talk games with you at some point. I've always had my eyes on you. Like, I got to get Watts on here at some point. And I feel
you're
like
always playing the games that I like too. Every time you're talking about a game, I'm like, I love that game. That game's great. That
exactly. Game's great. The stars just align. And then, you know, with the news kind of out right now and 5000, I'm like, maybe this is the one. It kind of just, you know, aligned. So we're very happy to have you. Char's here as well, my co-host, my beautiful co-host.
Oh yeah, I'm the second guest. Hello. I'm Char.
So by the way, Char yeah. as well.
Yeah. I'm here, I guess. Sure. Yeah. No. Hi.
And hello to everybody in the chat watching live. We also are on demand on iTunes, Spotify, and Anchor. So if you miss us live, you can always catch us there. Let's start off with, I guess, well, with Watts. We gotta talk, man.
Sounds so serious.
Yeah. Listen, I've been following Miss 5000 Watts for years, since Call of Duty. I remember those days of just searching Call of Duty videos, and you came up, and I've been a fan since. So,
it's been forever. We've known each other for a long time, and it's kind of a thing of you're doing cool things, you do very similar things that I like, so I'm always kind of keeping an eye on what you're doing, and it's been like that for, I don't even know which Call of Duty it would have been, maybe like Black Ops or something.
That's my guess. I think it was around there.
I don't know when Black Ops came out, but I know that it was many years ago. Mm-hmm. Many, many years ago.
I remember you had some series back then. You had the What's Up series, the Call of Duty, the gameplay commentaries. And I remember at that time I was kind of dabbling with YouTube, and I want to say you were kind of part of that journey as far as like motivating me to just sort of find my voice and try different things, and the gameplay commentary thing. And I started doing it, you know, and I started getting in the groove. And so I've always wanted to talk to you about this stuff, because it's like, man, we go way back, but it's like that thing of like we're just following each other. You know,
you're doing something cool. That's cool. I like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the gameplay commentary. I feel like it's not really a thing anymore, because back then they had nothing to do with Call of Duty most of the time. It was just the gameplay, like some pretty good gameplay. And then there was just someone talking about whatever. So it was, and it's not really a thing anymore. And I thought it would be really fun, because it's mixing, you know, you get to talk about things that are on your mind or things that you just think about, whatever topic, over Call of Duty gameplay. And it seemed like a fun thing to do. So I tried it out and it was pretty fun.
I liked it, and I liked hearing other people do it, because you got to know them as like a person. You know, you did have the gameplay videos. Okay, this is the gun I'm using. This is what happened in the match and the whatever. But it was also nice to hear those videos of like, oh, she's into this other stuff too. Or, oh, she's going through these issues maybe I'm going through. Or, you know what I mean? There's like that person behind the gameplay. I always admired that. That was good. And you're right. It's kind of dead now. Not a lot of that going on.
It kind of is. Yeah. I think it's kind of maybe moved to streaming more than anything. It's, you know, if you want to have that experience of kind of watching a game, but you're kind of getting to know the person who's playing it, that's kind of the streaming space now. And then YouTube is like really highly produced, and it's kind of all about the algorithm. The algorithm kind of killed a lot of commentary stuff because no one's going to find you talking about, I don't know, some news. Whereas if they're looking for a guide on a certain gun or a certain perk or whatever, they're actively searching for that. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to kind of just talk about whatever.
Now. That's true. That's probably what it is. That damn algorithm, Char.
The algorithm.
It kills me.
I can't say anything. I'm barely on YouTube as it is, so I can't say much.
Yeah, Char's a streamer. I'm a streamer now. And that is true. Now that the more I think about it, it's like, yeah, I think that's we're kind of saving that kind of content for our streams. Because, I mean, we need things to talk about, right? And it just kind of naturally happens, I guess, through there.
Yeah. And then we put it on YouTube as, like, highlight videos or highlight reels. It's like, perfect.
Definitely.
Already made it,
yeah.
So.
Definitely changes.
I think a lot of the, like, commentary Call of Duty people went to stream more than anything. Like Hutch is there. There's a bunch of people that kind of switched over to streaming because I think that's the content they like to make, just hanging out, playing games and talking about whatever, which is perfect for streaming.
Mm-hmm. Right, but right.
Definitely.
And we were talking, you know, Call of Duty, and you, I you know, I've been following you do the transition from the Call of Duty stuff and then into Destiny. Like, would you say that's really when you started, I guess, for lack of better words, like blowing up a bit more? Like, how did that all kind of come about? Like, you jumping from Call of Duty to Destiny. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, actually, because it was Advanced Warfare was coming out at the same time as Destiny first coming out. And at that point, I wasn't loving COD in the Advanced Warfare kind of era. And I was invited to go on this bus from, it was from England to then going to Gamescom, which I don't recommend doing. Don't go on a bus. It takes a very long time. And it's very tiring when you could just take anything else would be faster. Literally anything. So we went on this bus to Gamescom, and that was with Advanced Warfare. And at that time, I knew a couple of people at Bungie. So I was obviously keeping an eye on Destiny and what they were doing. And this was at the time where Bungie was with Activision, and Activision is Call of Duty. So when I went to after Gamescom to kind of, not after parties, but, you know, people just hanging around having a snack and some drinks at a bar after the main show, there was a bunch of people from Bungie there. So I was talking to them about it, and then I was able to play, like, the alphas and the betas, and I was like, this feels like a thing that I really like. Mm-hmm. And Call of Duty at the moment is feeling a little not as fun. So I tried Destiny and I loved it. And that's kind of where things got much bigger because I started right away. It was right at the beginning. So you kind of cement yourself as just someone who's there from the very beginning of a game. And Destiny is still going. It was a 6 out of 10 game. It's still, still happening. It's crazy.
That's cool. Like we tell the story all the time, Char and I. We were really into the beta for Destiny.
We played the shit out of that.
We
beta.
Played a lot.
The beta was amazing.
Beta was really lit. Like it was so good.
And if
we had a moment, we had an intimate moment.
What? We took some pictures. We took some screenshots, Char.
That's an intimate moment.
Under the moonlight, and we thought it was super cool. And when
it was super cool.
When the main game came out, we just fell off. It just didn't hit for us back then.
That was the thing with Destiny. It was like, for a lot of people, it was a 6 out of 10 game that was, you know, the gunplay and the movement and all of that always feels amazing in Bungie games. But then the content wasn't really there to pull people through. So if you really liked the gunplay and the gameplay and you could just be in Crucible all day, you were pretty much good. And I think those people tend to stick around. But if you were looking for more endgame content to grind or more things to get, it was a little rough.
Yeah. PvE, because I'm more of a PvE person when it comes to like anything, really. It was like the game came out and I was like, there's like three planets. Oh, great. Love that, I guess. Like, and I mean, Destiny 2 also kind of had that for me as well. I think it was kind of bare at the beginning. Not as bare, I would say, but it was definitely like, it's the same thing. Like, not a lot of PvE content for me. Now it's completely changed. There's like all the expansions and everything. Why are we getting into like what I think of Destiny 2? Anyways, no, I'm just gonna say it. No, I think I feel like Destiny 2 needs to be a little bit more streamlined for new people. But that's just
The new, if you're getting into Destiny, you do like it's gotten better. It's progressively getting better, but very slowly progressively getting better.
Yeah.
So it's now there's a place you can go and you can experience like, what is a guardian? What does that even mean? What happened? But then after you're done with that, they're kind of like, all right, go raid, go do Gambit, go Crucible, go on this planet, go on this mission. And it can feel very overwhelming.
It is a lot. It is a lot. Yeah. I'm used to like MMOs where it's like just gives you like 18 things to do at the same time. You're like, well, now I got to do 18 things at the same time. Goddamn. but like, it's very different when it comes to that, especially when you're like you're free to play player. Because I Erica and I went back like in, what was it, December? Was it November?
It was
December.
Recent. Yeah, it was recent.
Recently, we went back as like free to play players right around when the Christmas thing was happening. Event. Yeah. So I was like, we should try it again. Let's just try it a little bit. And we went in, I think we made new characters, or at least I did, I think.
I think so.
And it's like, all right, for like the first bit. And then you get to like the tower and it's just like, boom. Like, it's like, it's insane.
It really is. And it's not just like, go do, you know, how about you try things like go to a planet, go do some bounties. Yeah. Maybe you go do some lost sectors. It's like, go do a raid. And then,
it's so true. It's so true. And then it's like, go do a raid in the new content that you need to pay for, you know? And I'm like, okay, I know you guys need to make your money and I know you want me to play your game, but can we just chill? Because I'm here to just play the game for free for a bit, you know?
At least there's now a free raid that people can do. So that's really important that they added that, where it's like, here's, you can get a taste of what raiding is like in Destiny with the first one.
I gotta try that eventually. I gotta read out the game again. But
that is true, though. That's true, though, about you, Char, because I remember when we talked about, like, what happened? Remember? We're like, what happened? Yeah. We're so excited, and then we didn't even play it. And you specifically were complaining about, like, well, you thought there was more to be had. Like, I know it's a strong word, but you thought there would be, like, way more of, like, planets and all of that. So that makes sense. And, like, Watts is saying, if you really like the game, the gunplay, you get into the PvP, is what you did, right, Watts? That's kind of your field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was what really carried it for me. It was, and I think it's really interesting, Destiny's journey, because the alpha and the beta was very focused on PvP and the Crucible part until they opened up the moon for, you know, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think it got a lot of PvP oriented players because, you know, they made Halo and that's a big PvP game. And then the beta and the alpha are all about PvP pretty much. And so I think a lot of PvP players tended to stick with Destiny, and then they released more content for people who wanted to play PvP. So it really cemented, like, PvP is the place to be. And now they've definitely gone more PvE stuff. There's a lot more things every season for someone who likes to PvE.
Can I ask how many raids are in 2 now?
Currently, so they got rid of a couple because they needed space.
Yeah, that's fair.
there's Vault of Glass, there's Last Wish, and there's the newest, there's Garden of Salvation is still there, and then there's the newest one besides Vault of Glass. So it's 4.
Okay. 4 big raids.
Okay.
I think so.
Seems about right. Mm. Yeah. So, Char, you not trying to run this raid with me? What's up?
Oh my god.
I don't even know.
Do you
want
to make a raiding party? Do you want to make a raiding party? I've seen how crazy the raids are in this game, and I don't think I could do it.
No. Hey, Vault of Glass is a little bit more chill because it's the first one they ever made, right? So it's like doing crazy things, but the first one they made was a lot more simplified, I think.
I don't even know if my gear score is good enough for the free one. I don't think it is.
I remember watching a stream. I can't remember his name, but it was a group of guys playing, and it was a raid, and I don't even know which one it was. I clicked it. And the teamwork and the communication they were on, like the level they were on, it legit made me feel like, man, I wish I was kind of into this stuff because I love that. Like, I love the call outs. I love the coordination. Yeah. And they were like failing because it was so difficult, but they were like still going at it. And so that part of it entices me a little bit. I just don't really have like a crew for it, or you know what I mean? So
you've got to become a hardcore day one raider. So you do the hardcore grind, the prep, And then you go in day one and it just kicks your ass for anywhere between, what, 14 Sweet. Hours and...
Yeah, exactly. So long. Yeah. So long.
Yeah.
You gotta be dedicated. Raid,
but it's definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, watching, like, the when the new raids come out or whatever, watching people try to get world first is, like, ridiculous. Like, I love watching it. I could never be that person.
No, it's fun to watch. It's we were doing it and kind of just, we were trying to just do for day one raids and just get it done. Because if you do it for so long and you don't get it done, it feels so bad.
Yeah.
So we really tried. But then at a certain point, it was, the raids were getting more difficult. They required more coordination. They required, you know, your team playing together more than once a year or something. So then we were like, when, you know, when it gets to X amount of hours, we call it to stay healthy so we can wake up the next day and go do it. Because the worst thing that I think I did one time is I went to bed, I don't know, 4 a.m. And they were like, okay, we're going to get up at 9. We're going to finish this thing. I'm like, oh, no.
Five hours later?
That was not nice.
That's hardcore, though. Like, that's part of that. Part of that's, like, enticing, though. Like, because I could get part hardcore. Part of it is exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to be a little try hard sometimes, you know?
just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Let me get this super chat from Gaming Forte. He's a fan, Watts. He says, sup, Char, sup, Erica. Here to drop some love for getting the PvP queen of Destiny on the show. Watts, I missed your videos.
I'm washed up now.
Oh, no. Have a great show, he says. Thank you, Forte. No.
Washed.
Wow.
You are not. Oh, hold on. We got to stop this.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop. Nah, Watts, definitely, I got to comment on this, like, over the years from Call of Duty to Destiny, even though I don't even play Destiny, like, I've watched your gameplay, like, you are a beast at shooters.
Thank you.
Definitely a beast.
Thank you.
I love that voice. That was, you're a beast.
Yes.
So great. No, I was telling Erica, I was watching, like, because I try to check our guests before the show. I try when I know who's coming. And I was watching, literally, only had time to watch one video, and it was one of the more recent videos you put out of, like, the Destiny randomizer video.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was listening to you, but I was also watching the gameplay, and I said to Erica, I was like, damn, this chick knows how to play the game. Like, this is crazy. Like, you got, I wasn't even counting. You got like 25 kills before you died. And I was like, okay, it couldn't be me. Like,
shoot. Those ones happen every now and then.
Get out. Every now and again. Yeah, those ones you put to YouTube, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, perfect. That's kind of how it goes. I used to do videos like that where it was like Battlefield or something, and it was like my best game of the day. You know, okay, put it on YouTube, you know, and the rest were like trash.
Oh, and it got so stressful doing, like, trying to get good gameplay, especially if it's with, you know, a gun that's not that good. It's like, oh, getting a crazy score with X gun, and that's kind of works for every FPS. And eventually it's like, everyone is too good at this game. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I will never touch Crucible in my life. There's no way. I couldn't. I'd get killed like 3 seconds in.
Yeah, I think for sure. I don't know what game. If you choose the game, I choose the game. If we're doing 1v1, you're washing me. Easy. And I consider myself pretty good. Like, I can hang, you know, I've been playing, you know, I'm a Gears of War player. I play Gears. I've been playing Halo lately. I really love Battlefield as well. And I loved COD at one point, right? When I found you and found the COD community. But now I'm definitely washed. That's nobody's gonna like fight me on that. I feel like I'm washed.
Well, I'm at the point where it's like I'm really looking forward to playing a lot of just single player story games. That's like I've gone from PvP was kind of all the things that I did. And now it's like, oh, I'm really looking forward to this indie game that's coming out that's a Souls-like, and I can't wait for that. And it's a single player. And even in the Steam Next Fest, if something said it was multiplayer, I was like, no thanks. Go to the next game.
Yeah.
So please.
You trying to chill then with these single player games. I'm the same way. Like, especially this last generation, you know, the Souls games and the genre, like, it just peaked so hard. And Yeah, it was awesome. It was a delight to see that you were kind of on that same wavelength with me, because I was like
It really is, yeah.
playing all this Souls stuff, and then I see, okay, Miss Watts is streaming Neo, Miss Watts is streaming Demon Souls, and like I'm like, oh my God, like this is so awesome.
It's happening. It's the same
Yeah.
trajectory of it's like PvP, playing other players is challenging there. And now it's like, well, now there's also just a solo PvE experience that's also very challenging. So you can still get that feeling of kind of battling and coming out on top of it, which is nice. And more and more games are being Souls-like games.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I've had people tell me like, gosh, Erica, don't you get tired of it? Aren't you tired of Souls? And I'm just like, nope.
No, absolutely not. Nope.
Yeah, I've seen your Neo gameplay and other games, and it's just so cool to see, people you follow and like, you watch their content and they're playing the same like freaking genres you're into. It's just so cool. I like
Yeah.
that. Yeah. We need to
Yeah,
get
it's always the
Char
best.
next. Damn it. Char is a hard one to get.
I'm very elusive when it comes to these games, I'll admit.
Does not hates Bloodborne. Did play Neo though. You did play Neo. We
How
co-op
was
that.
Neo? Did you like Neo?
Of course, I like Neo. Yeah.
Okay.
I played. Did I play the? Did you play the demo, Erica? I can't remember. There was a demo that came out, right? There's the
Demo.
for the first one, was just
Yeah,
the first
yeah. Oh,
like area
yeah.
or so.
There was an alpha, beta.
Yeah. No. I. Yeah.
One of
I played the
those.
shit out of that. I had to get carried by the end of it, but I did beat it eventually.
Yeah,
So
we.
I can say that. I got pretty far on my own, though. I think I got just past the, what's that, Tiger Boss, Nue?
Nui.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nui.
I think I got past there just by myself, and I was like, damn, I'm cracked at this game, because I never play these games, so I actually made pretty far, I think.
That was
But
fun. That was
that's the fun
fun.
thing with Neo, is that that game really allows you to make strong builds and level up to be able to take on the content. So I feel like Sekiro absolutely doesn't allow you to do that. That's like you play the game the way we want you to play, and you can't level up and you can't do anything to get an edge on on the boss you're fighting. But with Neo, you can kind of farm and you can make a perfect build that's super broken and kind of have an easier time.
Right.
Break the rules a little bit. Yeah.
I gotta get it. I gotta get Neo 2 eventually. I haven't done
Oh,
that
it's
yet.
so good. If you had
I
to
do love
pick,
games. It's
Watts,
so
if you
good.
had to pick your favorite Souls or Souls-like, what would it
Oh,
be?
no. It's really hard. I would say for me, it is between Sekiro and Neo 2.
Okay.
Because Neo 2, because like you can make your own character and the character customization was really cool. And it's just always nice to be able to dress up a character that you've made. And then also just like their support for that game was crazy. Like the three DLC that come out, they up the difficulty every single time. So you're getting a new game plus. They're giving you like a new rarity of weapons and armor. So you could play Neo 2 for like 500 hours and you will still have plenty to do.
Yeah.
Sekiro was like that game was created in the way that I love to play these kind of games, just parry heavy, and that's kind of the jam. And that's what Sekiro was. It was like learn to parry, or I don't know, do something else.
Yeah, I mean you have to
So I really
parry.
liked Sekiro because of that. You
Yeah,
have
you
to.
have
It's
to.
trying to simulate you going 1v1 against another warrior and just kind of duking it out.
Yeah. I struggled with that game at first because I was coming from, the Dark Souls, the Bloodborns,
Yeah.
the blocking and dodging, right?
And
So
dodging,
with
yep.
Sekiro, I struggled, and of course, Genichiro, however you say his name, he forced it out of me, like, no, you gotta parry. This is how you gotta play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard for a lot of people and for Souls veterans, because it's in Souls, like you could really kind of go either way. You could choose how you wanted to fight, whereas this was like, no, you have to go the parry route. That's it.
Yeah, it definitely
Yeah,
forces you.
people struggle.
Shout out to Keenan
So, oh, yeah.
with the super chat. Keenan, that's your boy, Char. That's your guy. That's your dude. Keenan.
He's all our
He's all
dude.
our dudes. Yeah, you're right. He says, Erica's for the win. 1v1 me in Demon Souls. Oh, gosh.
Damn.
Damn.
The
The
they have
challenge.
magic in that game that just one-shots you from across the map.
Yeah, the magic
That's
is
broken.
crazy in that game. Yeah, you could definitely
Magic is
go
crazy.
easy mode on that.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Well,
So,
shoot.
when can we expect both of you guys to play like chivalry or something?
Play
If there's
what?
any chivalry.
Hold
Yeah,
on.
You like parrying, right? Come on. Like, it's just chivalry.
Just stand toe-to-toe and parry nonstop.
Done.
You know what? Go. It would be cool if Sekiro had a 1v1. I think that'd be one I'd want to try with somebody. Like, I'd want to, like, see how good I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be very cool.
That would be the one, I think. Everything else, I kind of dug. I don't do the Souls, like, 1v1s and...
I don't either, because I feel like there's always something super cheesy that comes out of it. So then people who are invading you are using weapons that, like, break your armor. So they just hit you once, and then your whole armor is screwed, and you have to spend a bunch of money to fix it, or it's just broken completely. Or they'll use magic that's just, like, a one-shot. So it's tough. I would love to have just a genuine 1v1 of just, you know, using a normal weapon and hitting each other, but that doesn't happen.
No honor.
I mean, Sekiro would be that. That would be the game, Sekiro, really.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really level up and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That'd be cool. Okay, well, shoot. Let's, let's get into, I guess, what we're playing, though, because I did want to talk about Scarlet Nexus a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Char...
I thought I would be finished with this game by now. I'm not. I feel like I'm nowhere near. It just keeps going.
How many hours do you think you're in?
I think I'm at about 12.
Okay. I'm halfway.
12.
I'm
6.
12.
I thought that game would be at least 25. That's just me. I think, I have no idea.
So I think, actually, you are completely correct in that playing one story is 25 and then playing the other story is 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I forgot. Until I saw Erica's stream the other day, and she's like, "Oh, I gotta play the other character." I was like, "There's two characters.
Yeah,
have to play the game twice." What the hell?
I think the best way to play Scarlet Nexus is play each character. So when they get to like the down phase, where it's like, "Okay, phase one is over," you then switch to your other save of that the different character. So you're seeing both perspectives, I did that because I did it.
I should have did
I guess
that.
Because I wish the game kind of did that on its own, though.
That would be way cooler.
That would be cool. But I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about it. And then someone in chat was like, "This is the best way to play." And I'm like, that makes total sense. Because the people who were playing, I was playing as Kasane, and the people who were playing as Yuito were like, "Oh, so that's why you want to do this thing to me." And I was like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you get total different stories.
It's been explained. Nice.
Cause I just got to a part. I'm 6 hours in, and I streamed it last night, and I did get to a part. I won't spoil it, but it was like, predicting something like, "Oh, this certain thing happens. Well, why did that happen? Oh, this is why." See, I don't really know the why yet. I guess if I would have been switching, I would know. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think you get a better perspective on why people are doing the things that they're doing, which is very cool.
Dang.
But I wish I did that. I guess there's still time for me to just play Yuito up to where I'm at with Kasane, but
yeah, I'm a lot 6 of hours. I'm 6 hours, so I'm a little earlier. Maybe I can do that.
You can switch over.
You totally could. Yeah.
Yeah, cuz for me, I
think that would be the fun way.
Right. I was actually going to ask you about the story and how you kind of felt about it, because I felt it was starting to get a little convoluted. Like, I'm like, what is going on in these certain situations? So I don't know if that would have helped, you know?
I think the game is just confusing in terms of the story. There's definitely things that start making sense. And you're like, oh, okay, I get it. But it's super anime and super... There's time travel and all sorts. Anytime there's anime and time travel, you're in for a ride.
Yeah. Yeah, the time travel thing. because you know it is when you're streaming, it's kind of hard enough, at least for me. Sometimes I do lose track of the story, but I really was trying last night. Like, I was really paying attention, and I was still like, okay, is it me, or is like this story just kind of confusing? And I think it kind of is a little bit.
I think it's definitely confusing, and then just seeing one side of the story makes it extra confusing, because you're kind of missing some things. So I don't know what I've been missing with playing Kasane. Probably a bunch.
Yeah, that's true. I'm playing as her as well. So I did the demo as Yuito? Yuito? I forget. I can't remember.
Yuito.
I played as him. So then when I got the main game, I was like, you know, I'm going to switch it and play as her. And I like him better as far as combat. So I was kind of regretting it, but then I'm warming up to it. And the more that opens up, I'm like, wow, this combat's really freaking good. And now I feel like this motivation of like, oh, well, now at least I'm motivated to play it again, because I'm going to play as him the next time. Right. So it's kind of like I'm looking forward to him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really interesting game in the way that they've done that, because I think a lot of people thought that it was just, oh, pick a male or female character, and then it's kind of generally the same story, but it's totally different, and I think it's really cool that they did that.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot so far. The art style, the combat, I mean, just some of the moves that you do is just like, wow, it's pretty sick. It's pretty
Wait,
awesome.
Erica,
What's
you
up?
like the art style?
I do. Very
Wow.
much.
What a nerd.
Because I know Watts, you're playing as Kasane, so there's this part where you're fighting against that Karin person, right?
Yes.
And
Yep.
you know how you kind of, for like a minute, you go to this other spot and fight? Dude, it looked beautiful. I was
It's
like,
crazy.
yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Nice. I'm gonna have to pick it up after I'm done my 18 million games that I'm playing right now.
Yeah,
So,
Char beats a lot
eventually.
of games, damn it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm on 23, so you know.
For the year. Okay, we got to get Watts' score. How many games have you beat this
Oh,
year?
no,
Do
we
you
don't,
know?
but
I feel like, oh, I don't even know. I can only remember like the most recent three that I've been playing. I'm like, what even
fair.
came out in January? I don't even know when that
I don't remember
was.
either, honestly.
It's kind of a
What
blur.
even? What are games?
What are games?
What are games? No, but
Yeah.
yeah,
I didn't expect to ask
I'm
you that.
crazy.
I should have hit you up with that before the show, but we didn't. I didn't know it was gonna come up. It
That's fine.
usually does. We usually bring up Char's hefty number. It's always a big number over there.
It's getting pretty big.
Yeah. So Char, you wanna talk about what you've been playing or what's up?
What I've been playing, oh
Yeah.
God,
I've got.
just besides literally everything. No, I've been playing Legend of Mana, which
Nice.
yeah. I'm loving it. I damn. Damn, that game is, I don't know how to, the only way I could describe the game is charming, because it's literally, that's all it
Yeah.
is. It's just charming as hell. And I do have to say that I am playing with a walkthrough, but if I wasn't playing with a walkthrough, I don't think I'd be enjoying the game as much. I really think I would like, I think a lot of my enjoyment of the game comes from seeing all of the characters interact and like getting the full story and seeing all of like the side questing, all of the just everything. So if I wasn't and I was just kind of like floundering around, I would have missed like, and right off the bat, I would have missed at least 9 quests if I had gone another way in the beginning of
Oh,
the
that
story.
wow. That's
And I was
crazy.
like, holy crap, I would have missed out on so much like character development and like just funny characters and interesting characters. And sometimes that game gets kind of like weirdly dark and like very introspective and like really philosophical, and it wasn't, and it's like really bright and like cute characters with like, and I'm like, what? And then it's just like, and then I take a step back and I'm like, oh yeah, this is a PS1 game. Like, yeah, they did that like all the time. They just like threw in like the darkest things they could into the happiest games, and you're like, okay, I guess we're talking about death now. Like, okay. We're talking about death and the morality of everything. Like, it's so weird, but it's so interesting. And like the gameplay is like, I don't know how to explain it other than like if you've ever played like a Golden Axe game or like any kind of like beat 'em up kind of a game where like Streets of Rage or anything like that. It's like that kind of like 2D, 3D kind of in between. And it's really cool. And the bosses have been like super dope. I fought a rainbow feathered wolf yesterday.
Nice.
I was
Sweet.
like, and he took up like a fourth of the screen, which is not a lot, which is like a lot really. But like, I was like, holy crap, what even is this game? This game is nuts. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm definitely gonna try to platinum it, although I don't think I will, because one of the requirements is to like play a game on like a really hard mode, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe for New Game Plus, but
Yeah,
I
Char.
usually don't play games twice, so we'll see if I get to it.
Char
But
is our resident casual of the show. The hard
casual.
games
Are you freaking kidding me? Yeah, I'm a filthy casual.
The
Oh my
easy
God.
mode, God, Char.
I am playing on normal for your information. I'll play on normal. I'll play on easy. Man, you can't. Yeah. I can't be bothered. Honestly, yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't got time for this.
There's some games I don't want to play on hard. Like the most recent Resident Evil, as like all it does is make me shoot you more. It doesn't change anything else. And it like they already are pretty bullet spongy, and then on hard, they're just bullet sponges. I was like, that's not really why I'm here. I'm not here for Resident Evil's combat.
We're here for the story.
True. I'm here to be scared.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
definitely depends on the game for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And then there's games that have no difficulty at all, like you know,
like the soul Demon's Souls stuff.
And stuff. Yeah. Soul stuff just doesn't have no slider for that. Nothing. Which is fine. That's cool. But I like playing, if I can, sometimes I'll play RPGs on easy, especially like stuff like really long stuff, like Persona 4. Right. I think I played on, did I play Persona 4 on easy? I must have the first time around. It's like, and I still play the shit out of that game. I played like 80 hours of that game on easy, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, hey man, if I'm having fun in the game, who are you? Who are you to say
But wait. Char, the thing is with Persona 4, I'm playing it. I took a break, but I'm coming back. But Persona 4, I was playing on normal, but you could change the settings as far as like, I forget what it is, but you can make it easier just in like a couple things in the settings. I believe.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can, there's a little bit more customization there.
Right. You didn't want to just do that.
No, I just wanted to. I still grind my ass off in the game. Mm. Like whether it was on easy or normal, I still grind my ass off. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really matter how much I did. Just easy was just like it was faster. That's it. That's all it was. I still got to level 99 and shit. Like,
But
yeah, if you're wanting to play a bunch of games, especially really long ones, it's gonna be hard to play everything. You won't get through everything on hard. It'll take forever.
No freaking way.
That's what I'm trying to do, Watts. I'm trying to make sure take time because I can't catch up with these games. I'm behind, man. I'm so behind.
You gotta play the small games, Erica. That's where a lot of mine are coming from. It's just the small games.
I gotta play.
Yeah, I've been loving the indie games because they tend to be a little bit shorter, and there's some really good ones now. You know, there are some absolute bangers. I played a bunch of demos during the Steam Next Fest, and there's maybe like 4 games there that I was really excited about, and I can't wait to play. And those shouldn't take me a super long time, which I'm enjoying a lot. Games that are not, you know, 80 hours long.
Yeah.
Unless it's Elden Ring, that can be.
I was gonna say Elden Ring looking good, even to me, and I don't play Souls. So I'm like, Elden Ring though. Elden Ring.
The hype is so real for that game. It's so real. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
When is that coming out again? Next year?
January.
Early next year?
January.
Damn.
Like 21st. Damn, I think. 21st.
Yeah. I think it
is. Beat your backlogs now, because that'll be the only thing everybody's playing.
It don't even matter about. I could have a backlog so huge. I don't care. It don't matter. It's like, bye bye. Those games? Who are those? I don't know those.
Seriously.
We're going in. I can't wait.
That's going to be good.
Oh, man. Exactly. We want to tackle one of these topics. We got a couple big topics.
No, I'm just kidding. we can do some topics.
Which one do you want to do?
Which one are we going to start with? Yeah. What should we do? I mean, we're talking about Soul stuff, we can talk about the Sony acquisitions.
Okay. We could do that.
True.
We could do that. So, Sony has been a little busy.
A little busy.
Acquiring some things.
Quite busy.
So, they acquired Nexus, which is known for doing really good PC ports. They've been doing this for, I think, I don't know how long, but it's like strictly what they've been doing. It's what they do. They've, so of course, with leading into this for the past year or so, PlayStation has been putting games on PC. It's been kind of happening, like with Horizon Zero Dawn, for example, games like that. And
Sekiro launched on PC, right? When it first came out, it was
Sekiro?
On
Well, Sekiro's multiplat. No. Yeah, multiplat.
That's true.
Yeah, but as far as like Sony games, it's becoming
Sony
more
Studio, yeah.
Right, it's becoming more of a thing where these Sony games are coming to PC, and some fans don't like that. You know, they got fanboys and things like that. They don't like that, but it's gonna happen. You know, it's just something that a lot of people predicted, and it's kind of happening now. Now with this acquisition, it's like, okay, there it is. It just makes sense, you know. And I think it's good. I'll just say this. I think it's great because we saw how the Horizon Zero Dawn port came out and it was a little broken. It wasn't done very well. So this gives more promise to like that not happening again.
Yes,
With
hopefully.
games like maybe like Uncharted or God of War, like I would not like those to come out broken. So this is good news to
That
me.
would be nice. That would be nice.
Watts, how do you feel about PlayStation games going to PC? Are you mostly a PC gamer or do you have like a preference?
It depends, 'cause now with like having a PS5, I want to play everything I can on just the new consoles, 'cause it's a new console and I want to see how they use the controller and all of that stuff. But yeah, I think it can only be a good thing because there's more people who get to experience your favorite games, which is, a great thing to happen. And PC gaming has just been growing and growing and growing for many years now, and it's absolutely massive. So I think if we really like those games that are on PlayStation and we want more of those games, it would be good for those studios to make more money to make more of those games. So it seems like a good thing to me.
Yeah, that's a lot of logic right there, Char. That's a lot of
It's an upward
logic.
spiral. Like, why are you putting
I'm just saying,
it on me, dude? Yeah, what do you think, huh?
Yeah.
You hate
I agree.
it.
No,
Char, yeah.
I think it's great. You're looking at me because I have the Spud computer. Is that why you're throwing this
No,
to me
you
right
kind
now?
of, we joke around, you're kind of the pony of the podcast. So, I just want to throw it out there how you feel about these
Podcast
games going
pony.
to podcast
I don't even have a PS5. How can I be considered a pony at this point?
I like
Really?
that. I like that. Podcast
Come
pony. Oh,
on.
that's too funny. That's too funny.
Oh my God. I
No,
can't. I can't.
but really though, Shara agrees as well. We've talked about this. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. They're coming to
Yeah.
PC. There's nothing wrong
Yeah.
with that. I mean, if it,
Of course.
they've all been later on in the life cycle of the game. It's not like it's day and date. It's been like 1, 2 years later or something. And I think it's smart. It's always been smart. But along with
Yeah.
this
Yeah.
news, see if I can get these pictures up
They also
here.
acquired something else, allegedly.
Well,
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
this tweet got let out from Sony Japan,
Yeah.
where instead of it saying "Welcome to the family" for Nexus, it said "Blue Point." And Blue Point, we all know, did the remake for Demon Souls. They've done Shadow of the Colossus. They're like the remake studio, and for a long time, people have been saying, oh, this needs to happen because they pretty much make games for PlayStation only. It seems like they've already been part of the family, as they're saying, welcome to the family. So it makes sense that this would happen. I don't think it would surprise anybody, but the fact that like they put this tweet out and then they quickly deleted it. It was a human error in quotes. So
It's like, well, how did it even get made?
right.
If it's not a thing, it's not like, you typed it out by accident and tweeted it. It
Right.
was
It's a whole
in an
damn
image.
graphic.
It's a whole graphic. Someone made a graphic. So it wasn't
Exactly.
just one
Oh
person's
my
error.
God.
It was multiple human errors.
Right. I mean, how long do you
Which
think it
makes no
takes
sense.
to like make something like this on Photoshop or something? It's like you're taking the time to make
Yeah.
this. Somebody obviously gave the okay to do it and start working on it.
Yeah.
How does it happen? And
Somebody
then,
was trigger happy on that
right.
tweet. They were like, gotta do it now. I don't care what the photo is.
And you notice on the photo too, they even added the Demon Souls character in there right behind
We did.
the name. And on the other
Oh
one,
shit, they did.
on the other one with
The whole thing.
Nexus, that's not
Holy
on
shit.
there. Yeah, that's not on
That's
there. Yeah.
amazing.
So
Love to see it, guys. Love to see it.
So it's not even
Yeah.
like they grabbed the wrong logo and put it
No.
on and was
Right.
like, we gotta go. It's a whole graphic that was made.
Right. So
Damn.
it's probably happening. They've since denied it. I think they put out a tweet, Blue Point. They said something like, "No, this has not happened," kind of thing. But I think it's coming. It'd be crazy if it didn't. What do you guys think? I mean,
It would make sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it would make sense. I think, yeah, I would hope so, anyways. Mm-hmm. Maybe they haven't done it yet.
Maybe they're talking about it and they just assume it's going to go well. So they just made the graphic already.
Maybe they did a letter of intent.
Make it right now.
A letter of intent. I don't know if you guys heard about that. With the
letter of intent.
Maybe it's one of those things. But I hope it happens. I mean, Blue Point, they're freaking awesome when it comes to these remakes.
They're very good.
Demon Souls was gorgeous. You played it, Watts. You know what's up.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful. And I mean, the possibilities of what they could do next. I wanted to ask you both, like, if you could pick a game or a franchise or something they could bring back for Sony, what would you have them create? Like, if you could choose. You gotta think about
it. Bring back?
Yeah. Or just, remake. They have to remake it.
Like a full, like a full remake.
Mm-hmm. Ground up, from the ground up.
Oh.
Was Tenchu on multiple platforms?
Good question. I'm not sure. That's because
I loved Tenchu when I loved that game, and I think it was a really well made game, and it was pretty difficult, and the stealth was really well done in that game. So I would love to have that. Be like a full remake. Everything looks beautiful because the game looked good when it came out. It was a pretty game.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Just looking at it now. I don't remember this.
Do you remember when Sekiro was teased? Watts. Yes. I don't know if you remember. A lot of people thought it was Tenchu. I remember that.
It was. Wasn't it supposed to be like a Tenchu follow on from that, and then they couldn't make it work or something like that, so then it was it's Sekiro and it's standalone.
I remember hearing stuff about that, like it was all the conspiracies were going wild. People were like, is it Bloodborne 2? Is it Tenchu? What is it? And even me, I made a video, I was deep diving on, like, well, there's a clue in this, and then there's this thing. Maybe it is Bloodborne, you know. I was kind of falling for that, and then it came out and it was like Sekiro, and it's freaking amazing on its own. But yeah, they're saying in the chat, Tenchu was mainly on PlayStation. Z was on the 360.
Mm. Okay, so yeah, well, mostly they were on the PlayStation. Yeah, I would want that. I mean, I guess that would kind of be Sekiro because it was supposed to be a Tenchu sequel.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it'll be cool to see that remade next to Sekiro, and it's, you know, seeing kind of where Sekiro almost kind of came from.
Right. It'd be interesting.
And have that be an updated game. That would be fun.
Hmm. Yeah.
It would look so good. That'd be nice. Char, what do you think if you had to pick?
My knee-jerk reaction is always Legend of Dragoon, because Legend of Dragoon is one of my favorite games, and it just needs a revival super fucking bad. We've been asking for it for like 20 years since the game came out. But, other than that, because that's my gut reaction. Other than that, I just had one and now it's gone. Oh, I was just talking about this on stream the other day. I would really love to play like Shadow Hearts or something, because I never got the chance to play it, and it's not well known, I would say, as like an RPG on, and it was on, there was two of them, and it was on PS2, I believe. There's a lot of PS2 games I would like love to see them bring back. Shadow Hearts for like RPG people, because I've never played it, and they're super expensive now because they're so rare. And it's just like, they just like let that die. And I was like, I don't know who owns the IP or whatever. I don't even know if Sony owns the IP anymore. But like, if they could bring something like that back, I'd be like,
Shadow Hearts.
Totally down.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of Shadow Hearts. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's not, like I said, it's not that well known. Because I think when it came out, it was kind of cult classic. Somebody, I don't know, maybe there's like a whole bunch of people that know about it. But stuff like that would be great. There's a lot of PS1 games, probably. Like, I feel like the Valkyrie Profile series could probably use a reboot in a way. I know there's a phone game, but, like, that's not good enough. So I feel like there's a lot of people and a lot of IPs that, RPGs specifically, because I'm an RPG person, that I feel could really benefit from, like, a revival of some kind. That just people haven't experienced yet, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some people think that it's Metal Gear Solid. That's like a rumor. And honestly, I think I'd be okay with that. Like, because I didn't play Metal Gear Solid.
Like the first ones?
Mm-mm. So I think if I think I'd want to experience it like remade. I wouldn't be mad. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad about it. Like I want Bloodborne. That's my pick. Like if I could really make them do something, I want Bloodborne remade, 60 frames, beautiful. Like I want that. But if I heard it was Metal Gear, I think I'd be like, oh, cool. I'm gonna play that. I'd be like down for it. Yeah.
Be interesting. Yeah, I'd be down for Metal Gear.
Yeah, just experience it and see what all the fuss is about. You know, I ain't trying to go back on those graphics. One. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. You played them all, or what?
I didn't play the most recent one, but I played all the old ones. So like when they got upgraded, I just didn't play them for some reason. Mm. Something was probably happening. That's the thing, is just the schedule of stuff. It's like,
yeah,
I can't finish your 100-hour game in a week. I can't do it. I try.
I'm not trying hard enough.
I need to try hard enough.
No, true. That's fair.
You have too much of a life. You need less of a life. And then, you know, then you go from there.
Yeah.
Like Char. Exactly. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. You know? All right. Moving on.
Can I stop it? No, but chat, go ahead and let us know what you guys would want remade, or if you're watching this, listening to this later, let us know what game is the one that you would like. Because freaking Blue Point are some masters, let me tell you.
They are so good.
They have beautiful. Definitely cemented themselves as the people to look to when something is getting remade now.
Yeah, they've set the bar, definitely. Mm-hmm. Luca with the super chat says mother and cousin. I'm Luca's mom. Hi daughter. Says hope y'all are having a great show. Hashtag Destiny. Yeah, Luca is very involved with Destiny, loves Destiny for good. Well, love hate, I think. It's a little love hate, I think, with Luca. A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you stay around any game for long enough, you love it and you hate it. It's like there's very few games that you can play for 5 years that you're like, I love everything about it. It's great. It's always amazing.
Speaking of Destiny, I mean, we got that topic too. We got to talk about Destiny.
And talk about this topic. was this topic only, or this article I rather you sent me, only covers one specific person.
He's a big...
Oh, is it the main one right now? This is the latest, I think.
Thing. Well, Watts could give us more insight, but if you want to just kind of... Well, yeah,
okay, I mean, so...
If Watts wants to explain and give us... What?
Watts knows more about it than me.
I don't know, the most about it, because this particular person, I haven't watched any of their content, but the reason why this was a big deal is because this person is a content creator and they were banned from Destiny 2 for cheating. And the reason why it got even more attention was because on Twitter, he added one of the community managers and was like, this is BS, what's happening? Look into it. Mm-hmm. I'm banned again on Destiny. And they went and triple checked why he got banned and what was going on, and they said that they found multiple cheat suites associated with accounts that he plays on. And that's just like, I mean, at that point it's like the thing with Bungie security is that I think that their auto detection of cheats is not the best, and that could be a lot better. Like if someone's, you know, got an infinite super, or they have the super right away, or they have heavy ammo all the time, then that thing I think could be way better with being picked up automatically. But if Bungie looks into your account, they know that when you're running cheat suites, and they know exactly what it does, and they know all the accounts that you've played on, unless you're some kind of master hacker man and can hide everything, which most people aren't. So they found that he had, they banned four accounts, and two of them were being cheated on, and then the other two were banned for ban evasion.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so crazy how, like, he knew he did it, right? And what did he expect when he asked? But, like, when he's asking and adding them, you know? Like, he wanted to come off innocent, but I don't know.
I think it had to be that he was like, I've never cheated on my main account. And maybe he was, like, using a VPN or doing a bunch of things to try and, like, show that it's not him. But VPN's not going to save you. You're going to have to do more than that. You're gonna have to do a lot more than that, because they can look into a lot of stuff and find which accounts are connected to your stuff. So, yeah, wild. He was probably like, I'm going to call it out because I've never cheated on my main account. And my main account's banned. So why is that?
That don't matter, though.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter to them. They saw cheating. They took action. And how do you even get four accounts? That's what I want to know. I don't even know. What the hell?
This
was four emails? What is this?
This was, I don't think we said his name yet. Bakken Gangsta? I think that's how you say
it. Gangsta, yeah.
I took a look at his YouTube and he's got a lot of subs. I think he's got like over 100,000 or something like that.
Yeah, he's not a small guy any means. So people were pretty surprised, and because it's like, why would you cheat? Like you have a YouTube channel, you're doing whatever. Yeah. It's why would you cheat? You're clearly good at the game. So I don't actually know why he even did that.
You have a lot to. He has a lot to lose. I mean.
So much, yeah, because now he can't make content on Destiny because anytime he uploads anything to his YouTube channel, he'll get banned for ban evasion. So,
That's
I want to know specifically what he was like, what cheats he was using. Like, I guess it doesn't really matter, but I'm kind of curious. I'm like,
I'm curious. Yeah,
what did you get infinite ammo? Did you like what 50% armor? What like what did you do? Like.
It was probably, I know what a lot of people do. So there's the very blatant, obvious cheaters that do the crazy stuff. And then there's people who just have wall hacks, but they don't have auto aim. So they can see where you are, but they have to aim at you. There's people who turn it on and off depending on what they need to do. Maybe they'll have, you know, one round where they do really, really good and they'll turn it on and then they'll turn it off so it's not suspicious. But yeah, a really common one for people who don't want to be obvious cheaters is just having wall hacks, but they have to aim. So they're going to miss some of the shots. And then if they miss a shot, people are like, oh, it was probably not cheating.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're being kind of trying to be smart
under the
about
radar.
It. Yeah.
For sure.
They're not trying to be obvious with that. Wow. Crazy.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know. I feel like it's a good lesson still. Like, it had to happen eventually. There was going to be at least one person that Bungie was like, you. Eventually, right?
Well, I don't think he's not the first, right, Watts?
Do you think he can't be the first, but
for Destiny specifically, like, do you think there's a cheating problem?
Oh, definitely. Yeah there's and it's funny because I follow a lot of people who play like main Black Ops, the BR, Apex, and in each pocket of the community, you just hear the same thing of nonstop cheaters. All I see is cheaters. What are they doing? Where's the anti-cheat? It doesn't work. So it's as PC gaming has gotten more and more popular because you can do some stuff on consoles, but fully cheating on a console, you have to crack that thing and it's a whole different process. On PC, you just load up a program and you're good to go. So with PC gaming getting more and more popular, it's just more and more cheaters are appearing in every game, and it's becoming a really big problem to where, you know, like Activision and Bungie have taken people to court to sue them for making cheats.
Damn.
It's gotten really, really bad. And it's, you know, back in the day when we were playing Call of Duty, like the main place to play Call of Duty competitively and just in general was consoles.
Yeah.
And it was always like a meme of if you play Call of Duty on PC, it's going to be dead in like a month.
I remember
you're not going to have anyone to play with. Yeah. And it was, that's how it was. We definitely had the modded controllers on console, so like the single shot weapons were just absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, cheating, the things that people can do with cheating now is really bad, and it's very easy to get it. And a lot of these games are now free to play, so you can just make another free account and you can go right back in and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like there's going to come a point where the industry just in general is going to have to figure something out because it's plaguing so many games.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I've played other games, like I think Rogue Company was one of them where there was a cheater, like he was behind the wall and shooting us and sniping us.
God. Yep.
Yeah, I've experienced that, and it's a bummer. It ruins the fun for everybody. I've never understood that whole idea of cheating because I play Souls games for crying out loud. Like I like to have a challenge and I want to earn it. Like I want to earn that kill and earn first place or whatever it is, the win. So I've always looked at it like I can't understand that, like why someone would want to do that. And especially like this guy we're talking about, like we said, he has so much to lose. Like you have all this influence, right? You have all these followers, you have a name in the community, people look up to you potentially. And it's just like you just threw it all away. It's crazy.
Do you think part of that was like maybe he felt like he had like some kind of like plot armor then? Because he's so big.
Maybe.
He was very confident, which is, I don't know how you could be so confident. I wouldn't be. I'd be like, oh God, what did they do? I haven't cheated on my main account. What if they found? What did I slip up on? So he, considering his response to the community manager and how confident he was, it makes me feel like he definitely didn't think he'd be taken down.
Hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. Luca again.
I don't know why they'd do it. It's especially in a PvP game. I don't know why it's even fun to have a robot play for you and have you win. It's
I don't see the fun in it. That's what I'm saying. Is like, where's the fun in the, you know, you didn't earn it. You didn't earn that satisfaction of like, yeah, I got that guy or I did it.
Exactly.
I got MVP or whatever it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's wild to me. Luca again though with the super chat, shout out to Luca, thank you so much, says cheating is such a huge issue and though Bungie has anti-cheat, it's still sketch, especially for competitive and trials.
It's been really bad. I think the auto detection of very obvious cheats could definitely be better, but the people who are under the radar with it and to where they're not like doing anything that's necessarily going to trigger the auto detection is going to be something where the security team has to individually look into people that get reported. It sucks. I've played against Apex a decent amount and there's cheaters everywhere. It's so bad.
Damn.
It's very common. It's really annoying.
You took me back earlier when you said the modded controllers, like the consoles.
So. Yeah, the modded controllers. Because someone was shooting a single fire weapon, dude, and you're like, that's not normal.
Yeah, I remember specifically Gears of War 2. It was the hammer burst weapon, which is like single fire. And when somebody would mow someone else down like really, really fast, we're like, oh, that's a modded. And then you had the whole, the other thing where they would pull the connection or whatever, lag switching, they would do that. It was... That was like the console ways, but yeah, you're right.
That's the console way. Yeah, it was doing lag switching or having like you can run something on your network and like do heavy traffic, which then makes you lag at the specific time.
It's so crazy.
Crazy.
I remember those days. You took me back with that.
Those days of before these personal computers and their fancy.
It's
a modded controller and an Ethernet cord.
That's all you had. Like you had to work with.
PC now, it's just like endless. Now it's like crazy. Would you ever cheat, Char?
I don't play multiplayer games, so like why? No. I have nothing. How am I gonna cheat in my games? There's no way.
I don't know,
other than over leveling, but like I don't know, I don't see it either. Like I would never do it. I'm trash at games and I would never do it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't see the point.
It's just weird.
It's wild, though.
No point. All right. Yeah. Another game you can't cheat in, Ghost of Tsushima.
Hey.
Oh.
That segue, though?
Yeah. Terrible segue. don't even talk to me. Is getting a director's cut, right?
Director's cut.
Through the grapevine. So there's going to be a director's cut of this game. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. What we wanted to talk about, though, was the upgrades for the PS4 and the PS5 versions, because they don't want to leave people out in the cold, having to buy a whole new game. Persona 5. I'm still salty about that, and I will forever be salty about that shit. All right. See, they could do it with Tsushima. Why can't they do it? Anyways, I know. All right, so the the PS4 version to get the director's cut of the I want to say Persona now because I'm reading PS.
You're getting too heated, Char. Relax. We're talking about ghosts. We're talking about ghosts.
Yeah,
right,
ghosts.
All right, the upgrade for director's cut for PS4 is going to be $20 USD, and the upgrade. From the PS4 version to the PS5 version is going to be $30. And if you bought the director's cut on PS4, you can upgrade it to the PS5 for $10.
Right. That's the $10.
Which, yeah. This includes a whole new area. I think it was, what was it? The other things. It was like a whole new area, the Japanese voice, the mouths.
There's some weapons too, I think.
Some weapons.
Yeah, like new abilities, extra. I think they said as well. New techniques to unlock.
Yeah. So there's a couple things. I think, yeah, there's a digital art book and like stuff. Just stuff you get in like a little like collector's edition kind of a thing. That is going to be there for upgrades, but the prices seem a little much in my opinion. Especially that $30, looking at that $30, that seems like a lot to me, but
the problem is in this, it's like both versions, whether it's PS4 or PS5, you're getting the new techniques, the enemy types, the map or the island, I should say, and horse like armor and stuff like that. That's all there. The only difference is the PS5 one for $10 more, you're getting 3D audio, haptic feedback, and pretty much like the things you can only do on PS5. So that, and then also Japanese lip sync, I guess, is like fixed because that wasn't in the original.
Yeah, they didn't have Japanese lip sync, yeah.
So that's where people are upset. They're like, why are these features that should be free being charged for the extra $10? I don't think most people have a problem paying for the expansion because obviously it's new content. It's a DLC, but you're getting it with the game. So if you don't have the game already, it's like you're paying the $60 or the $70. If you already have the game, you're paying $20 for this content. It's just that extra $10. How are we feeling about the extra $10?
I think where they've probably messed up a little bit and some people have gotten upset about it is they're putting the expansion with the upgrades and they're tied together, right? Yeah. It's not like here's the upgrade to the PS5 version and then here's and you have to pay extra to get the actual DLC because it's a whole new thing. So the putting them all together is maybe the wrong choice to do that. I know they have unlocked the frame rate on PS5 now, so you can play it on, 60 FPS, buttery smooth on PS5. So you have that for free. That was the free kind of update that they did for PS5. But this update, I don't know, maybe it's because it's got the haptic feedback, which I don't know how expensive that is to go through a game and, like, change all of the feedback into the controller. Depends what they've done with it. But yeah, I'm personally okay with it because of how much they gave us for free before, which was the Legends mode, which honestly did loot grind and stats better than most looter games, which was pretty impressive. Yeah. And then the raid that they put out was kind of a love story to Destiny raids. It was very similar. It was like here's a boss, and then here's a traversal area, and then here's a boss, and it was very Destiny feeling. So all of that was free. Yeah. So I think personally, just for me and how much I value that game and what they've done and the upgrades they're giving and the content they're giving, I think I'm okay with the price. They also have another game mode for Legends as well.
Oh, right. Legends is so good. I'm with you on that.
It's
like they
really good. Yeah,
they did give that free. That was awesome. They've been working, man. Like, can we just say these developers been working? Like, they could have stopped with just the main game. That was a good game. It was my personal game of the year.
Same.
Yeah, and then they came back, oh, there's this Legends mode. I remember being, like, hyped, like, wow, multiplayer. And then it was like, then the rumors of this coming out. So I'm with you in that. Like, when I saw the news that, it's going to be $70 for the whole thing, I wasn't even thinking about the money. I was like, day one, I'm getting in. Like, we're playing. We're going back in. I wasn't even thinking about it because I love this game so much. But then once I saw, like, the tweets of, like, people saying, oh, what's up with this extra $10? What are they doing? It's anti-consumer. So it started this whole conversation of like maybe it is, but then I started thinking about this, Shar. I don't know if you could see it this way. I'm gonna play devil's advocate a little bit, like excuse this price. What's up with Ratchet and Clank being $70? What's up with those games being $70?
What, like, is up with that?
What's going on,
man?
There
is it. I don't know.
Is it just that Ghost is being honest, like, hey, it's $10 to do this stuff? Whereas with like Ratchet and stuff, it's just like, no, we're $70 because it's next gen. What
I feel
are
like
we
it
doing?
has to be that Xbox is doing the smart delivery for upgrades and they're pretty much all free. And also, like, a lot of games have been upgraded for free on PS5 as well.
Yeah,
So then
true.
people having that and to as a reference and then being like, oh, but I have to pay $10 to have this upgrade. That seems weird.
Yeah.
See, I think it's just what other people have been doing.
Yeah, it sets the standards. Like, yeah, the whole free upgrades and
Exactly, yeah.
stuff and free, because I think it's already been set to 60 frames already. They kind of threw that in there again, like, oh, it's gonna be 60 frames. It's like, but it already is on PS5.
Yeah, it is right. It is right now.
Right.
Yeah,
So
you can play it right now.
it's like they're being honest, like, okay, this is $10 to pay for this stuff, but at the same time it's like, well, other games have done it for free, so what's going on? So I try and see it that way, like, okay, maybe that's really what this extra $10 is for when it comes to other games like Ratchet and like Call of Duty or whatever is going to be 70. Like, maybe this extra money is because it's like on the next gen system and it can only do the haptic feedback and all this other junk. But maybe we just don't want to know. Maybe knowing it, because we know that it does come free with these other games, it's like, it's just, we find problem with that. And that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm just like, the Ghost of Tsushima was such a great game. There was no microtransactions in there. They gave us a bunch of stuff for free. So it's like, I really like what they're doing, and I think the studio's done really good work. So I'm personally okay with that price to spend on that thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on
But yeah, I
that.
totally get why people are like, this is weird because these other games do it for free. So why isn't, the upgrades for free, but the DLC paid?
Yeah.
The one thing I do that does kind of bug me a little bit is I've seen the opinion where they're like, well, I paid 60 at launch. Now I'm paying 90 total. And it's like, but wait a minute, you bought it at launch. This comes with any game. Like, I don't understand the complaint. It just seems dishonest, because it's like, but we've done this before. It's like The Witcher had expansions. Even games like that I've bought in DLCs for, like Call of Duty, Gears of War, you buy map packs, you buy all this stuff. I never thought to myself, well, I paid 60, now I'm paying extra 20, so I'm paying 80 for this whole game. I never ever had that thought before, because it's
Yeah,
just crazy,
same.
right? That's crazy,
It's
right?
like new content comes out, I expect
Right.
to pay for it because it's a new thing that I'm
Yeah.
paying for.
Especially if it's like a lot of content too.
Yeah,
Like, if it's like a straight
exactly.
up, like a legit, like DLC. Like, the only thing I can think of right now for me is like Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, I completed that entire game and now I'm like looking, I'm gonna buy the DLC later, but like I'm waiting for it to like go on sale. But it's still like, that's a whole new area that I get to
Yeah.
experience. Like, of course I'm gonna have to pay for that. That's crazy that I wouldn't, but.
So you're not gonna buy
Yeah.
the extra content and be like, damn it, I paid 80 for this whole thing. I'm gonna outrage and go on Twitter and be upset. You're not gonna do that,
No,
Char?
because I've already like, because you've already like bought the game, you've already spent your time
Yeah.
in the game, right? Like, you can do the calculations of like, well, I was actually spending 10 cents every hour I played this game because I was playing it so much. But like, most people don't think of that. So but I don't also think of that way, but I also do think about like what I'm getting for my money. So like I spent like at least 100 hours in Odyssey, and I think I got it for like, I don't know, $40 or something. It was on sale or
Damn.
something. And
Yeah.
then yeah, of course I'm gonna like, I'm cheap, so I'm gonna wait for the DLC to go on sale too. But like, that's ridiculous time for my money. That's
Oh, yeah.
insane. So I feel like if you really enjoyed Ghost of Tsushima and you like played the shit out of it, it really shouldn't be an issue. But
Yeah, man,
people are
I
just
love
mad.
that game. That game was just, it was just kind of perfect for me. I loved everything about it. The story was great. The combat felt so good. It was great. And then Legends added a bunch of time onto it that I did not expect. So there's like, here's this really well-made multiplayer game mode where there's a whole loot system. Here you go. Which was pretty great.
It was so
Oh
good.
no, loot. Yeah.
And
Loot.
it did come out of nowhere. It was so crazy. Like I said, we were perfectly happy with the main game. You know, it was
Yeah, we were like, that was great.
our
Thank
game
you.
of the year, right? And then all of a sudden, hey guys, we have multiplayer. It's like, wow, those developers are really doing a great job. Let me get this super chat before we
They are.
continue. Bagel Bagel?
Bagelodon?
Bagelodon.
Did I read that right? Bagelodon. Yeah.
Char's better at reading. Says, I will happily give any amount to Sucker Punch. They've done enough to put them there up there with FromSoft as far as studios I trust completely. Go. I don't know what the go is for at the end, but... Go buy it, yeah. I agree.
Discuss.
Discuss, yeah, go.
I don't know.
I was going to say something. You know, it's all about value and what we find valuable. Like Watts, you said exactly. you love the game, you perfectly fine with paying for it, then that's fine. Like I'm with you, I feel the same way. Like if I really like a game and I feel they deserve the money, and it's not even that deep really, I don't even think about it, it's like I just want to play it, I'm gonna play it, so I'm gonna buy it kind of thing. And everybody's different. I've seen Nintendo fans spend $60 on games that are old as heck and they never go on sale. And hey man, if that's valuable to them, then that's what they're gonna do. And same thing with you, Shari. I'm sure there's games you're just gonna like drop everything for and buy it. We're all kind of kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
It's like I get where people are coming from. Should that extra $10 be there? Probably not. You know, it's a little sketchy. It's a little sketchy. But honestly, I don't need that stuff. I'm gonna just get the PS4 one because we could do that, right? We can just get the PS4 version and play on our PS5.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because the haptic feedback, and I was going to bring this up earlier, I forgot, with Scarlet Nexus. I actually turned off Rumble and everything because I'm playing it on PS5.
And I was wondering what it's like on PS5 because people were like, you can actually feel like you're using the abilities. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
It to me, I thought I was going to like that, but something about it just felt off. I don't know if it was like the resistance and the triggers. Like, it just felt like I wasn't really hitting my moves correctly. It felt really off. So I turned it completely off. So for me personally, I don't need the haptic feedback and things like that. I'm perfectly fine with just playing it as it is.
Just playing the DLC,
right? New 60 frames, as long as it's 60, I'm good. But yeah, and Char, you haven't played it yet, but hopefully soon.
Literally, Erica, you're just gonna have to give me a list and I'm just gonna have to like go through it someday because it's crazy. There's so many. There's so many and they just don't stop. There's a new game coming out this coming week and I'm just like, I'm ready for it. And it's
what's coming out this coming week for you?
Monster Hunter Stories 2 on Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
a couple of Monster Hunter players so here. I'm like, end the podcast.
Oh really? Wait, what? Monster Hunter?
Yeah, I love Monster Hunter. I don't know if I'm going to have time to play Stories. Or at least stream it. I might play it like off stream. That's fair. But yeah, I love Monster Hunter.
Did you play Rise? Were you in Rise?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Rise is my favorite combat.
Rise is so good.
The combat is amazing.
I think I played a little bit of World. Erica can also attest. She played like a tiny bit of World. Like the smallest this amount. Much. Like I think we played once together and she said, I'm out.
It was okay.
Really? Was it?
It was kind of overwhelming. I felt like it was a lot to learn.
It is overwhelming. It is.
And they were kind of carrying me a little bit. We were in a group. It was me, Char, and like a couple other people. And I just felt like they were laughing at me. I felt like I was holding them back. I was lost. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to repair my weapons. Char, you laughed at me. I was like, I don't want to play this no more.
I mean,
I don't want to play this.
Because big, strong Erica plays all these really hardcore games. Can't play Monster Hunter.
I was struggling.
It's just so cute to me. No, I feel like, but I played World. I didn't stick with World. I think I barely played World. And the grand scheme of things, I've got like almost 200 hours into Rise now. Like, I went in on that game. That game is fun.
It's very, very fun.
Yeah, we need to get Erica on it eventually. Get your Switch back.
I need to give it another shot for sure.
You do. It definitely feels better than World, combat wise.
Yeah, combat wise. Yeah, really good.
I don't play a ton of the weapons, so I can't attest to the other weapons. But it's just even for my weapon, my main weapon is just it feels good. So,
I think what it is too is I see how much time everyone puts into those games. Like Char, you how many hours you got, you think, in the
I would have to double check. I think I said almost 200. I think it's like 180, 190.
Okay, I mean, I've done that for other games. Here's my thing, like multiplayer games, PvP, I have no problem putting in hundreds of hours because I like the competition of it and everything.
That's what it is, though.
So if I could find that with like Monster Hunter or something, maybe that's what I gotta do. But I just
need to find a weapon you really like, maybe. And then you're gonna want to grind. That's, I think, so with Monster Hunter, your experience is so different based on the weapon you use. So I think if I first started and I picked up the greatsword, I'd be like, well, this is slow and I feel awkward and weird, so I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I think there's definitely some weapon you can find, a weapon that you'd enjoy.
That's probably what it was, Char. I probably had a trash weapon. Yeah. That's probably what it was. I'm like, I don't
there's
like this.
There's literally how many weapons are in Rise? There's like at least, there's like 16?
At least 16.
At least 16 weapons. Like, I'm just gonna give you a sword and shield and tell you to go. Like, literally.
I need a basic sword, and a shield. That's all
That's
I need.
That's what I'm saying.
Something good.
Sword and shield, fly easy. Around. Yeah, you can fly in the sky. It's great.
You could fly.
Sword and shield. Yeah. Well, there's wire bugs you can like shoot up in the air and stuff. There's a lot of
sword
movement.
Sword and shield has a lot of aerial stuff that you can do as well. And now with the new moves, you can go in the air all the time.
Yeah. You can jump around.
What does the chat think? The live chat. Should I get? Give a
I want you
a
to
shot.
Play it so bad because it's one
back.
Of the only co-op games that we could just like we could play because we don't play a lot of co-op games together, and I'm like, Rise, please. That's
I guess I like, just feel like, man, I'm so behind everybody, like I don't know if I could. I guess I gotta be carried for a while.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The story and
yeah,
I might have to get my Switch back. I might have to
because Sword and Bard is also really good for beginners because you can use items while you have a Sword and Bard.
And it is handheld. That gives it some more chance for some game time.
Come on, Erica.
I just might. Maybe we'll experiment with that. Might have to do that. Yeah.
I think the demo's still available, isn't it?
I think, I'll have to double check. But yeah, I think it is still up there.
Potentially.
Maybe we can have a night. Maybe Watts could join us one night. I don't know.
I would love to.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Bagaladon says, do it. thank you. Yeah, I might have to. That would be fun. As far as anything else with this ghost thing, though, we kind of said it all, I think.
Yeah.
It's on Iki Island, which I looked up. It is, I believe, a 1.5-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
Around the island?
From Tsushima. Now, I don't know if they have roads. I'm sure there were boats.
Fair.
But, yeah, it's like it's pretty close. It's a very close neighboring island that was also invaded by Mongolians, so kind of fits perfectly for ghosts.
Is there any information out there, or do you happen to know how it compares to Tsushima as far as size?
So there was a rumor that it was going to be similar to how you have like regular Spider-Man, and then you had Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Okay.
Where it was like not a full game, but not just like a tiny game, not a tiny DLC. So there were rumors that it was going to be like that. But of course, that was a rumor before it was officially announced. So I don't know. So but then you can pet monkeys now.
Yeah, I just saw that too. On the there's new animals. There's
cool
more
little monkeys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The fox was so cute. I like
monkeys
that.
Monkeys scare me, man. I don't like monkeys.
This is going to be so good. Oh, and this comes out in August, I believe the 20th.
August? It's like really soon?
Whoa.
Yeah, in a
month.
Damn. Like 6 weeks or something. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. The system's already there. They just had to make a new area.
And, I can't wait. A couple other things. I can't wait. And then 4 days later is Kena. Or Kena.
I can't wait for that.
Dude, oh, I forgot about that game.
That whole week is going to be fire. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually, you know, I took the day off for Kenna. I took off
that
Wednesday. I think it comes out
Wednesday. For it.
I'm tempted to take off more days now.
Is it only PS5? Is it only PS5? Or is it
PS4, I think. PS4 as well. And PC.
Shit.
And PC as well.
Damn.
So you could play it, Charlotte. No. You definitely could play
it. It's an exciting game.
I want to play it now. Damn it.
That game.
Their story is really cool. That studio story, because they made like a fan made Mask of Majora kind of trailer thing, and everyone loved it, and it blew up, and they're like, "Oh my god, this looks like an official thing!" And then they made a studio, and then this is their first game. So
damn,
it's exciting.
That's cool.
There's definitely Zelda inspiration in that game. Like, that looks like a Zelda game. I can't wait. Can't wait to play that. Yeah, so, man. We talked Tsushima. We talked Souls games a little bit. We talked some Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
This is a damn good show.
There's actually a game that I want to play that is Souls-like. It's an indie game.
Okay.
Came out June 21st on PC, but it's coming out July 6th everywhere. It's called Ender Lilies. And that game, I'm really excited for. It's really interesting because, like, you run around as this girl who's a princess, and she has to kind of free people. And then she does all the movement, and then there's a knight that does all the fighting.
Yeah, I've seen the promotional for this, and the images, and I'm just like, Erica.
Yeah.
I know.
It looks so good.
So this is out already.
Yeah, it's out on PC and Switch. It's on Switch as well, actually.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Well, let me open up Steam. And we
excuse
in there.
Excuse me.
I have it ready to go.
I'm about to dive into this tonight, maybe. Yeah.
It looks really cool. And I played like a very small amount just to see what the controls felt like with moving around. Mm-hmm. And it feels really good too. So I think it's going to be a pretty fun game. And it's listed as a Souls-like. What else did they put in here? I saw Souls-like and I was like, okay. Dark fantasy, Metroidvania.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We talking, you know, all the good
all
stuff.
All the tags.
All the check boxes. All
the things that I love.
Yeah. Are you to that point, Watts, where it's like you see a game and if it's just described as Souls-like, you're interested, you're checking it out?
When the Steam Next Fest happened and they just released, like, I don't even know how many demos, hundreds of demos, and I was looking through and I was kind of just going based on if things visually enticed me, and then I was like, you know, let me just look up Souls-like and see what's around, and Ender Lilies was one of those that had come out, I think it was the day before I found it. And I was like, oh, there's these awesome games coming out all the time that visually look really, really cool and have all the tags that I like. And it's a good time to be a Souls and Metroidvania lover because there's many games coming out that are using those tags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of, like, actual Metroid games? Like, are you looking forward to Metroid Dread?
Oh, definitely.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Very excited.
Why are you so perfect? You might be the perfect guest. Shout out to our
This is why we followed each other for so long. It's just like, oh, I like that too. That's great. Oh, you found this thing? That's cool. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, that's true. There are specific.
I think
like,
I got
people,
super
you know?
Into Neo 1 because of you and things you were posting about Neo. So I was like, I gotta get into it.
Aw, that just made my night. I love hearing that. I love hearing that from anyone, but from you, that's awesome. Yeah, I do feel like I have like a kind of an influence for some people. They're like, yeah, you got me into Souls, Erica. And just because I'm always talking about it, I'm always gushing about it. And that's like 90% of my content. So that makes me happy to hear. Aw. Awesome, awesome. Aww. Yeah. I'm speechless, Char. Take over. I'm speechless.
I have nothing to say. I really don't have anything to say.
That's why it'd be breaking my heart, Char, when I can't hear that from you. You know? It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart a little bit.
Once if you pick up Monster Hunter Rise, then we can talk. Okay? That'll
Call me when you download.
Call me when you play more RPGs and not just Persona.
I gotta do. All right, Char. I see how it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scarlet Nexus is it's up there. Is very. It's I got Persona like, vibes.
Yeah, that's true.
Persona.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Erica's actually playing all the stuff that I want to play right now, but I'm so deep into like RPG land right now that I can't get out. I can't get out right now. I have to go. After RPG Land, I'm hitting Action Land, and then
Action. We're off to, you had a theme park? What's going on over there?
Yeah, they're separated. Aren't they? You can move between them anytime you want to. They kind of overlap in places, you know.
Yeah, so, you could take a ride on the Action Land, and then let's hit up RPG and grab a corn dog or something. You know, you could mix it up.
Yeah, I'll stand right in the middle for Scarlet Nexus. You know, that kind of stuff.
I'll just be in Souls yep. Land. That's what I'll
yeah,
be
it's
doing.
Like Souls, yeah. Add to cart. Okay. Yep. Is that the soul? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You like what you like. It's fine. But yeah, I gotta move around a little bit more. But
you just need that variety stuck. Stuff.
I'm kind of stuck right now, but yeah. I will eventually.
Scarlet Nexus, hits. Though, you definitely got to play that char. It's an awesome game.
Oh, yeah.
It's
no, I've been cool. Like eyeing. I think I was eyeing that before you even knew about it.
I don't know about all that. I played the demo. I've been watching that game for a minute since the reveal.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they revealed yeah. it. They revealed it somewhere. I forget where. And I was like, oh, that looks
yeah,
cool.
I don't remember, actually.
I remember
yeah.
seeing it. Oh. I was like, yeah. People have told me it's like what Astral Chain should have been. I didn't play Astral Chain.
I have heard that.
But
yeah.
They say that, yeah. That's
like, I don't want to try that one,
like,
too,
something but... was missing from Astral Chain, and I think Scarlet Nexus is, like, a better Picked option, I guess.
Hey, Brain Crush is always fun. Brain crushing is a good time.
yeah.
Scrambled eggs. It's great.
yeah,
scrambled eggs. Well, shoot.
Mm-hmm. Is that our show, Erica?
I think it is. I mean, yeah. We can keep on talking souls, but I don't want to keep everybody here for that. Like, I'll be here.
Stars
all night.
Is going to be like, please stop it.
I'll be another hour.
You download Rise. I will yeah. give you 1 hour of souls talk.
Exactly.
Okay.
1 hour of souls per monster killed.
yeah.
yeah.
I won't say yes.
Actually, you know what?
No. I'm not going to say yes to that yet because I got to see how long does it take to kill a monster. I don't know.
You know, the story mode of Rise is one of the easier story modes because they've separated it into like story and then there's like ones that are made for multiplayer. And the story is like, I feel like it's a pretty friendly way of getting you into it.
Your first ever monster you could kill in like 20 minutes. Or less.
Okay. By
like,
myself?
Super easy.
By myself?
Yeah, by yourself.
Okay.
The main story is made to be soloed by you. Because it's just a story. It's like you experience it. So all of the monsters are like a fourth of the health that they would be in like multiplayer.
Oh, so it's kind of easy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So would you both say this is like a good start for somebody who doesn't play Monster
yes.
Hunter? It's a good game?
I think
yes.
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll,
so
I'll,
considering
the combat is super fun too. I think a lot of people's frustration with Monster Hunter combat can sometimes be that it's can feel clunky with some of the larger mm-hmm. weapons, or it's hard to get around. And Rise kind of fixes all of that. Even with the heavy weapons, you can mm-hmm. fly around.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of vertical movement.
Yes.
Gotcha,
that really helps.
Gotcha. All right. Well, yeah. I'll give it a shot. If Watts tells me to do it, I'll do it.
I'm excited. Yeah, Char's like, okay.
I've been telling
right,
you since
great.
The game came out and Watts comes on our show and you're like, alright, I'll give it a try.
Yeah,
for Watts.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I'll get my Switch back.
God damn it.
Yeah, shoot.
Alright.
Great
Fine.
Show though, you
That's
guys.
Long
great
long.
Show. I wanted
this
to mention.
Really fun. Yeah,
I know. We're gonna definitely want to have you up back on again. For sure.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go, I just want to mention our Patreon. We did an extra podcast on there, Char and I.
We did.
We hit our first goal. So for those listening, if you're interested in that, you want to support us further, we do have our Patreon. I'm just mentioning it now because I will forget. so yeah, Watts, it was great having you here. Like I said, I've been meaning to just get you on here and talk these games because we do have a lot in common as far as like what we like
yeah.
and what we play. And like I told you earlier, it's like when I was starting to make YouTube and starting to do streaming and stuff, you were one of the ones I looked to as like, okay, this is a thing I can get into. And I see the kind of style you have and the setup. Look at your setup, right? I mean, the lights and like, it's just like, you're always aspiring and you take inspiration from other people. And it's like, you've always been on my short list of people who have inspired me. So it's been very awesome having you here. Yeah.
No, this has been really good. Thank you for inviting me. And I would love to come back maybe in August after after the big games come out.
Let's do it.
There's going to be a lot of Ghost of Tsushima and then Kina, however you say
yeah.
it.
Let's do it then. That'll be awesome. I can't wait. Yeah.
That would be really fun.
That'd be perfect. Go ahead and let everyone know where, of course, they can find you on Twitch and things like that. And go ahead and do that.
I am Miss 5000 Watts, and you can find me by pretty much going anywhere and just looking for Miss 5000 Watts. It's on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Should be good to find me.
Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely check out those streams and that MLB gameplay. MLG.
I will be playing baseball on the stream every Friday.
And the podcast. No.
Bring out the Y2K.
I think I was a mix. I wanted to say MVP and MLG and MLB and baseball. I don't even like baseball. What the hell's going on? But yeah, beast gameplay. That's what I'm trying to say. Char.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say
you can find outro. Me everywhere. You can find me everywhere that counts. DrinPixeled, my new handle that I'm in love with now. But yeah, I'm mostly on Twitter, Twitch. You can find me there mostly. But yeah.
I forgot to mention your art, your pixel art that's on the Patreon as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. $5 tier and up. Exclusive pixel art. We're starting to roll out the polls for the next for July's pixel art, the things, so you can go, anybody can go vote on those. But the completed pieces will be for $5 here and up. So yeah. If you want to see that, it's behind a paywall.
So I'm trying so hard not to laugh, man, because the chat is like MLB for the win, and you know.
Yep.
I
That's
see
your
audible.
New name now.
I'm about to start watching baseball now. No, again, you guys know me. I'm Erica. Erica Heads for the Win. You can find me anywhere by that name. In our show, you can catch it on the other platforms like Spotify, Anchor, what else? iTunes, and of course here live every other Saturday on YouTube. So that's it, you guys. We're out of here. Thanks so much for listening and watching, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Peace.
Bye.